Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. South Africa is now banning incoming travelers who've been to areas of West Africa hit by the Ebola virus. NPR's Fabia Quist-Arkton says Senegal is closing its land border with Guinea and suspending flights with some countries, despite the UN urging the country not to do so.
A World Health Organization spokesman, Gregory Hartill, says such Ebola-related travel bans are often counterproductive and difficult to enforce.
And all you end up doing is restricting the kind of legitimate travel which is needed in order to continue to help these countries beat the Ebola outbreak. And we are severely hampered in our efforts to bring the outbreak under control.
The WHO is discouraging flight bans during the epidemic, but several international and regional airlines have already suspended routes to and from Ebola-affected countries. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
Meanwhile, two new Ebola cases have been confirmed in Nigeria. The country's health minister says they are the first two to contract the disease beyond those who got it through direct contact with a Liberian-American man who died of Ebola last month in Nigeria. The two new cases are spouses of people who treated Patrick Sawyer. Both of the caregivers died. Hamas says it's executed more than a dozen Palestinians, each considered an informer for Israel. NPR's Jackie Northam in Jerusalem says the killings follow attacks by Israel that left three senior Hamas leaders dead.
Hamas confirmed that there were two separate rounds of executions in Gaza for people suspected of collaborating with Israel. In one instance, 11 men were rounded up recently and investigated by the Hamas government. They were found guilty and all 11 were sentenced to death. In another instance, three men were arrested yesterday and summarily executed. Analysts say these men were most likely accused of being linked to the Israeli attacks, which killed three high-ranking Hamas leaders, men who had led operations against Israel for the past 2 decades. Israel says it's ramping up its efforts to target senior leaders of the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Jerusalem.
At least 68 people have been killed, 39 wounded in a Shiite attack on a Sunni mosque in Diyala province in Iraq. The BBC's Rafid Jabouri reports from Baghdad.
That attack happened in an area that had been under ISIS control until recently. Apparently, there were attempts to retake that city by the Iraqi troops, which is, of course, have been operating with the support, with significant support from Shiite militias over the past few months.
The BBC's Rafid Jabouri reporting from Baghdad. Wall Street's trading in negative territory at this hour. The Dow is down 47 points at 16,994. The NASDAQ is down 5 points at 45.27. The S&P 500 down 6 points at 19.86. This is NPR News. Ukrainian officials say the Russian aid convoy with more than 90 trucks that crossed into Ukraine today, headed toward Luhansk, is without Kiev's approval. Ukraine calls the move a direct invasion, but the country's security chief says they won't attack the convoy. Ukraine says it will work with the International Red Cross. The trucks are carrying food, water, generators, and sleeping bags for civilians in Luhansk after shelling that's been going on for weeks that's cut off power, water, and phone lines in the city. The University of Arizona is banning one of its fraternities for 5 years. Mark Moran with member station KJZZ reports the ban was prompted by hazing and underage drinking.
The Phi Gamma Delta fraternity was already on probation at the University of Arizona for alcohol-related reasons when a new investigation revealed more violations of school policy. According to a university report, chapter members of Phi Gamma Delta, also known as Fiji, engaged in hazing, provided alcohol to minors, and conspired to not cooperate with university officials or police. Individual fraternity members could also face sanctions, fines, and possible expulsion. Reports of hazing have been on the rise recently. Earlier this year, the University of Maryland system called for tougher penalties on fraternities that hazed their members after several alcohol-related incidents. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
Ford is recalling more than 160,000 vehicles in North America. The biggest involves more than 159,000 Focus, ST, and Escapes from 2013 and 2014. Ford says the engines could hesitate or stall because of a wiring problem. The Dow is down 37 points. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Squarespace, offering an all-in-one website building platform for creating and growing businesses online. Learn more at squarespace.com/publicradio.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off this hour with music from a new disc called Blues for My Father. The father that is being referred to is the famous Rufus Thomas out of Memphis. His daughter, Venice Thomas, actually one of his daughters, one of his musical daughters, Venice Thomas, is going to do a number for us from this new disc called Blue Ridge Blues.
Oh Lord, I remember the sunlight in my eyes, walking up and down these hills with you in my every hour is a chain around my heart. Please come by, still echoes, echoes through these hills. Baby, come back, oh heaven, I paid my dues. Forgiveness is what I long for. Can't you see your way through? Oh, to come back and take away. Takes all of my energy to make make it through. I still hear the echo of your footsteps in these rooms. Won't you come back and take away these blues? Oh, baby, come back. Still echoes through these hills. Baby, come back. Oh, haven't I paid my dues? Oh, I didn't mean, baby, to hurt you. Can't you come back and take away these blues? Oh, baby, won't you come back and take away?
Old Mama Dean. Cassie Taylor from a disc called Out of My Mind. This one came out last year. Before we heard Cassie, we heard Venice Thomas. Venice opened up this hour of the Blues Box for us here this Friday on KRVS. She opened it up with a number called Blue Ridge Blues. Again, the disc is entitled Blues for My Father. It's new. She's getting a lot of airplay on blues radio programs around the country. Her father was Rufus Thomas. Venice Thomas, wonderful voice. Well, we just heard Cassie Taylor from 2013. Here's her father, Otis Taylor, from 2001.
Well, she ain't no cowgirl, but you know how. Yippee-ki-yay. She can't rope. Oh, she can't ride. But you keep that shotgun by her side. Oh, she ain't no cowgirl. But she know how. Hell, yippee-ki-yay. Well, she went down, that's right, she went down to Saddle Street. Well, she shot two men down, you know, down in Saddle Street. Went down to Buffalo, you know, she did, yeah, that's right, shot one more. Woo! Well, she ain't no cowgirl. Yeah, but you know how. Yippee-ki-yay. Yippee-ki-yay. Yippee-ki-yo.
Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include the Pineleaf Boys and Carol Fran with special guests Lazy Lester and Lil Buck Senegal. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
After my breakfast in the bed, I like a coffee in the morning. After my breakfast in the bed, I know that may sound strange. Exactly what she said. My baby said, please, please won't you roll me like a good man should. My baby said, please, won't you roll me like a good man should? I said, I'll roll you like a wagon wheel, honey. From New York to Hollywood. Here's how I roll. Thank you. to sit rock me.
Rock me nice and slow. I said I'll be here all night, darling. I got no. To Hollywood.
Wagon Wheel from a brand new disc called Good Music, and the artists are Jeff Dale and the South Woodlawners. Interesting blues man. That's, again, a brand new release. Before we heard Jeff Dale and his band, we heard Otis Taylor from 2001 doing a number called Ain't No Cowgirl. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Corey Harris and what was his, if I remember right, his second disc out on Alligator Records. I think I'm correct on that. This one dates back to 1995. The disc is called Between Midnight and Day, and Corey Harris is going to do a rendition of 61 Highway.
Well, 61 Highway, it's on the road, I know. It's on the road. Take you to New York City and away on down to Mexico. Some folks say Greyhound bus that don't run. Some folks say Greyhound bus that don't run. We got the worst living, Lord. Highway 61. Please, you see somebody for me. Well, now, please. For me, well, if you see my baby, tell her she's all right with me. Well, now that
you're gonna need my help someday, girl. Where you gonna go looking for me? And you won't have no man. Bury my body, baby, down by the highway side. Catch a greyhound bussin' right.
Booker White with Booker's Jitterbug Swing. He recorded that in March of 1940, right after getting out of Parchman Farm Prison. He was apparently pretty well practiced after getting out. According to a number of sources, he didn't have as hard a time as some of the other inmates did. He was allowed to play guitar, entertain other inmates and also guards. Very, very interesting Mississippi blues man. Before we heard Booker White, we heard Corey Harris from the disc Between Midnight and Day. Corey doing a cover of 61 Highway, according to his version, which may have been taken from the Honey Boy Edwards version. You could go all the way up to New York on 61 Highway, which you can't. It doesn't run to Chicago either, or Atlanta, Georgia, whatever. It runs up to Minnesota from New Orleans. up to Minnesota. Interesting songs. That tune has been recorded many, many times, and probably more often than not. It doesn't. The road doesn't take you to places where the artists say it will. Of course, not directly, but maybe indirectly, you'd get there. Again, Corey Harris. We're going to turn next to Stephenson Wiggins and a track from their disc from 2002, Somebody Told the Truth. Here they are with a cover of a number called Something Smells. Again, Cephas and Wiggins.
Mama, pretty, if you really wanna know. What does that smell like, fish here, mama? Pretty, if you really wanna know. Smell like putting it in a ain't no pie. Same thing you know that you got to buy. What does that smell like, fish here, mama? Pretty, if you really wanna know. I mean, pretty, if you really wanna know. What does that smell like, fish here, mama? Pretty, if you really wanna know. What is that smelling like, fish here, mama? Pretty, if you really want to know. Smell like sardines in an ain't no can. Same thing you touch it to that other man. What is that smelling like, fish here, mama? Pretty, if you really want to know. I mean, pretty, if you really want to know. Smelling like fish here, mama. Pretty, if you really wanna know. What is that smelling like fish here, mama? Pretty, if you really wanna know. Smell like pudding and I ain't no pie. Good to me and that I ain't no lie. What is that smell like fish here, mama? Pretty, if you really wanna know. I mean, pretty, if you really wanna know. But if you really wanna know, it'll make you weep and it'll make you moan, make you leave your happy home. What does that smell like, fish here, mama? But if you really wanna know, I mean, but if you really wanna know. Fish here, mama. Good if you really wanna know. What does that smell like? Fish here, mama. Good if you really wanna know. Ain't no sardines and ain't no can. Same thing you promised to that other man. What does that smell like? Fish here, mama. Good if you really wanna know. I mean, good if you really wanna know. Now, what does that smell like? Fish here, mama. Good if you really wanna know. Now, what does that smell like? Fish here, mama. Good if you really wanna know. Smell like pudding and it ain't no pie. Same thing you know that you got to buy. What does that smell like, fish here, mama? But if you really wanna know, I mean. But if you really wanna know, I mean. But if you really wanna know.
Forsaken my brother, I've forsaken my daddy and my that kind. I was very weak, you know, grabbed the hook and line. But you had that feeling and made me change your name. She throwed me down, and it's a crying shame. Say them weak-minded people, it's easy to be misled.
From the summer of 1935, that was Blind Boy Fuller with a number called Ain't It a Crying Shame. That from one of his first recording sessions done in New York City from 1935 up until around 1940 or so. He recorded something like 135 songs. He was one of the most popular Piedmont blues recording artists of that latter part of the decade of the 1930s. He ended up dying in 1941 of blood poisoning at the age of 32 years old. Extremely popular artist from North Carolina. Before we heard Blind Boy Fuller, we heard Cephas and Wiggins from their disc Somebody Told the Truth. A really fine blues duet from many, many years. They did a cover of a Blind Boy Fuller tune called Something Smells. We're going to turn next to another blues duet. And one of these gentlemen started early recording under the name of Blind Boy Fuller Number 2. Fuller was so popular back then. We're talking about Brownie McGee and his friend Sonny Terry. Sonny did play with Blind Boy Fuller. Both of them knew him, and they ended up playing on and off together for many, many years. We're going to go up to 1969 and listen to Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry do a number called A Big Question.
Ask myself a question. Ask myself a question. People.
I dreamed last night, baby. Hey, come back. Come back home. Everything was fine, baby. No, not gone on wrong. It was a dream. Hey, 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 just a dream. It was a dream, baby. Dream I had last night. I dream I held you, baby. Tied in my arms. You know, I got a feeling, baby. Been strong, it was a dream. Hey, 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 it was a dream. Just a dream, baby. Dream I had last night. Dream of sitting on my knee, baby. I'm kissing you, telling you, baby, no thing you wouldn't do but a dream. Yeah, hey, what a dream. Just a dream, baby. Dream I had last night. I dreamed to come home, baby, you said. This time to stay, so you're gonna leave me, John. You know, baby, you weren't gone away. Just a dream, hey, 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 dream. Just a dream, baby, dream I had last night. Come on, baby, now, squeeze me real tight. Let me feel what I've been missing, baby. Every night, I know it's a dream. Hey, 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 it's a dream. I know it's a dream, baby. Dream I had last night.
John Brim recorded in Chicago back in 1953. Brim, along with Little Walter on blues harp and the Myers Brothers on guitar, is Willie Dixon on bass and Fred Below on drums. It was a dream. Before we heard John Brim, we heard Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee from 1969, sort of late in their careers. They did a number for us called Big Question. And we turn now to the Muddy Waters Band from 1956. Muddy Waters, along with Walter Horton on blues harp, Otis Spann on piano, Willie Dixon on bass, Francis Clay on drums. Muddy with a Willie Dixon tune called Don't Go No Further.
You need me, go to the market. You need bread, try the bakery. You need love, don't go no further. Just come on home to me. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. Somebody's gonna love me. You need grits, go to the grocers. You need peace, go to the sea. You need love, look for me, baby. And just come on home to me. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. Somebody's gonna love me. Oh!
Oh! to the bank, dear. You need honey, look to the bees. You need love, don't go no further. Just come on home to me. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. Somebody's gonna love me.
Raucous number from Morris Pijo and Henry Gray and a couple of other musicians in on that session from December of 1954. Morris Pijo and Henry Gray, of course, good friends, both of them from Louisiana. And they ended up in Chicago and started playing with a lot of artists around that time. Gray recorded a bit with Pijo, and then Otis Spann also did. Otis Spann, another great Chicago blues pianist. Before hearing Morris Pijo and Henry Gray, we heard Muddy Waters doing a number called Don't Go No Further. That recording dating back again to 1956. And we're going to move all the way up to the year 2000 next here on KRVS. Jimmy Thackery, formerly of the band The Nighthawks, from his disc Center Street. Jimmy Thackery with Hundreds into Ones.
Turned water into wine, and the beautiful girl that stopped by hands of time. The Brooklyn Bridge and all its glory, and the way Mark Twain could tell his story. I know a miracle that's got them all outdone. Out there in Las Vegas, they turn hundreds into ones. You heard about the man that won the lottery. It was a miracle in the first degree. Elvis the King had a famous knack for buying perfect strangers' brand new Cadillacs.
get things done. She knows how to turn my hundreds into ones, hundreds into ones, hundreds into ones. Fine wine, pretty girls, cars, and boats and guns, they all have a way of turning my hundreds into ones.
Jimmy Thackeray and the Drivers, Hundreds into Ones, again from the disc Sinner Street that came out in the year 2000. He's had a couple since then, a couple more discs. He's had a number of them before that. And again, he played with the band the Nighthawks, did a lot of work with the Nighthawks, one of the founding members, in fact. Back then, they played a lot in the Washington, D.C. area. Played a lot of gigs, and Thackeray was on some of the best of them, and also some of the earliest, if he was a founding member, it had to be on some of the earliest recordings of the band. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. This program is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and also made possible in good measure by listeners like you. I'd like to thank all of you out there who are supporters of public radio here in Acadiana, and some of you have got some great supporters outside of Acadiana that listen to us on the web. We'd especially like to thank all of you. And if you're not a member and would consider becoming one, help us support these programs and keep them on the air. You can pledge your financial support securely online at krvs.org. KRVS is a cultural service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer at 3 o'clock. Stay tuned for Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. And we have coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, the music continues with Lee Kleinpeter, Big Band Swings, and other